So I'm going to talk to you a little bit about black raspberries. A lot of people don't know about black raspberries. I've envisioned them to be the fifth berry in the berry container at the supermarket. So hopefully people can get some ideas about what the potential for this crop is. Jump right into it. So black raspberry, Rubus occidentalis, it is native to our region. In my region in New York, so central United States to the eastern United States, southeastern Canada. We see the in the wild, you'll see it from North Dakota, South Dakota, Iowa, places like that, all the way to the East Coast. So that you see it south into Kentucky, sometimes Tennessee, in those areas where it's maybe some elevation and it's cooler. It is a cool season crop. Generally, in the wild, it is a floricane crop. In my opinion, it has superior flavor to a red raspberry, even though my primary crop is red raspberry. I prefer the flavor of black raspberry. They're generally sweeter, higher Brix, and generally lower in acid. And to me, that's a better flavor profile, especially at the fresh market level, where you see the red raspberries have been more concentrating on size and firmness, and you have lost some of the sugar. And I think we see the difference very clearly when you eat the fruit. Very high antioxidant capacity. So red raspberries, anthocyanins, black raspberry as well. Anthocyanins are the primary antioxidant phytochemical. Total phenolics are very high. A large portion of the total phenolics is anthocyanins, somewhere 50 to 60%. We see antioxidant potential in black raspberries 2 to 3 times as high as it is in most of the other berry crops. And that we've seen that across all the varieties. They're very uniform in their level of antioxidant potential. So there's been a lot of work in the Midwest and Ohio State, especially on black raspberries for their health benefits, especially for the digestive tract disorders, esophagus and stomach. There are some real problems though, production-wise. The season is very limited. Often for the floricane season, we're looking at a 3 to 4 week season. So to have a wholesale variety or a wholesale crop that only has a 4 week season, it's really not viable on the larger scale. So it's generally grown and consumed as a local crop for the local market. There's no appreciable primacane season. Really what changed the market for red raspberry is the introduction of primacane fruiting so that you could have off-season production and year-round production. We don't have that yet in black raspberry. There is one variety on the marketplace that has primacane fruiting. It's probably maybe 20% of the crop comes on the primacane and the other 80% comes on the floricane in the following year. So we're just at the beginning of primacane breeding. Much like we were with blackberries maybe 10 years ago when the first blackberry varieties came out with Prime Jam and Jan. So in our climate, most of that production was on the floricane, but you did get some primacane fruiting. So we hope to make in the future to make progress there. The varieties that we have now are very similar to each other. Often when you grow them next to each other, people can't tell them apart. There are some seasonal differences between the early varieties and the latest varieties, but still only maybe a 10-day start to finish. So the early ones are finishing maybe 10 days before the last ones are starting. So it's not a huge variation in season. As a plant, it's much different than a red raspberry. So it doesn't produce a lot of canes. It produces a crown, so they don't spread. The fruit is generally smaller than a red raspberry, although we see a lot of size difference from the season. So in the beginning of the season, the fruit's fairly large, 3.5, 4 grams, drops down to very small at the end where they're only a gram, gram and a half. And a gram and a half raspberry is not really acceptable to most people unless you're making jam, which picking as well, when you're picking small fruit, it takes a long time to fill containers. People don't want to pick them when they get small like that. And then the fruit itself is borne on clusters more than on a long lateral where there's fruit down the lateral. And so often you get a lot of fruit at the tip of the fruiting lateral, but you don't get much fruit beyond that. So there's fairly low numbers. So there's a lot of improvement we'd like to make in the plant. But of course, breeding is a long-term process. I am the breeder and I am working on improving the black raspberry, but we figure we should try some production things that are already available to growers, try and increase their yields now while we produce new varieties for the future. So high density production, tree fruit, it is standard procedure now with apples. You look at an apple, new apple orchard, and it is trees every, the rows are close together, the trees are close together, everything is trained just so. In the East, we haven't really done that much for berries. You know, there's advantages for reducing labor on a per unit area, increasing resource utilization, so your irrigation, your fertilization, your mowing, all that can be done much more efficiently on that high density system. Certainly California, when you look at berry production, you go to a strawberry field, there's not much soil to be seen. It's either there's a 6-inch alleyway for you to walk in, and then everything else is covered with strawberries. That's fairly standard. You go into a raspberry or blackberry tunnel in California, the rows are close together. There's a lot of plant material in there, not a lot of wasted space. We have not adopted that for most of in the East. Part of that is because we have a lot of space, and the land is relatively cheap, so there's no reason to do that. But if you're going to be growing in tunnels, of course, that space then becomes very much very expensive compared to the open field. So there's a reason to maximize the utility of the space that you have. So black raspberries are, as well, since they don't spread and since they don't produce a lot of canes, they're maybe amenable to this kind of system. So we thought we'd try that to see if we can increase yields by packing in the plant. So we're using Haygrove multi-bay tunnels, 7.3 meters wide. That's a 24-foot tunnel. Typically in those types of tunnels for red raspberry, we would use three rows in a tunnel like that, 8 feet apart. Or 2.4 meters. So we decided, well, let's try an extra row in there. So we put in four rows at 6 foot spacing or 1.83 meters. And then typically with black raspberries, someone might plant them 2 feet apart or 3 feet apart. So we decided to put them in at 1 foot apart. So 30 centimeters apart. It's very close together. That raises the number of plants per hectare to almost 18,000 plants per hectare, where a typical planting would be about 6,700 plants per hectare. And so we're really increasing the number of plants by tripling the number of plants in the planting. But if you do that with raspberry of any kind and let them grow at the way they want to, it will quickly become a jungle and you won't be able to do anything. So you really have to prune them properly and train them very precisely. So we train them in a very tight V trellis and we train them very tall. And of course, drip irrigation, typical production practice for a high tunnel. And we made them have only two canes per plant. So in the planting year, generally with black raspberry, if you plant a bare root frigo plant, you'll get one cane in the planting year. And if you have one cane every 2 feet, you're not getting much production. If you plant a tissue culture plug, you also get one cane, and the cane tends to go towards a juvenile state and wants to grow prostrate, very much so on the ground, so it doesn't really want to grow upright. So we used tissue culture plugs. We tipped them so that we get two branches in the first year, and then we trained them from the very beginning straight up on these trellises to force them to be upright so that we would get two walls of fruit on that V trellis. In subsequent years, then we would take the two strongest canes and the others would be pruned out as we went to make sure that we could manage the vegetation and to closely train the plant onto the trellis. We also found, if you have any experience with black raspberries, the thorns on black raspberries are much more stout than they are in red raspberry, and they tend to be a little bit hooked, like a fish hook potentially. And so if they get into your skin, they tend to hook into your skin and not release. And so having them trained like that makes it much easier to prune as well. So I'll give you some pictures here of what we're talking about. So you can see four rows in a 24-foot wide tunnel, ground cloth in between to keep the weeds down. They're on slightly raised beds, so the beds are about 6 inches high when they were planted. You can see on here how close the plants are with the V trellis. There's another look at it. So the plants are very close together, two canes per plant, no more, no less. That way we can really manage the vegetation. What we see is, so this is the floricane, or the primacane that grew. It will be a floricane in the spring. This is the dormant period. You see there's no branches. What you see is long laterals come out in the spring, and you get a wall of fruit. They tend to be fairly long, and so you want most of that fruit then does go out to the outside into the rows where the harvest is relatively easy to do. As you can see, the fruit is on the clusters on the ends of the laterals. You don't see a lot of fruit in the laterals farther in. We use Jewel, which is a mid-season variety. It's one of the larger varieties. We do find it gets oversized in the tunnels and the clusters start to touch each other. It becomes difficult to harvest. Bristol is smaller, but in the tunnels, the fruit's a little bit larger and has a better form, and it's an earlier season. Those are the two varieties. These are two typical varieties people would grow in our region. And so this is what we see. The high-density system, what happened in that first year, since we were able to get a full canopy, we were able to get a full harvest. And in a standard planting with one cane per plant, you're not getting a full harvest. And so the yields were very similar over the three-year period on an annual basis, except for that first year. But that translated through for increased yield over the whole three-year period. We would continue this if you wanted to. You could certainly have continued this another year or two. The plants were still healthy. But it costs a lot to pick these things if you're a researcher. So 3 years is what we did. We did see some size issues. Part of that, we believe, is because we're just picking a lot more fruit, numbers-wise. So the later fruit on the plant gets smaller, and we're seeing a lot more of that develop farther down the cane. We think because there's more light interception of these plants, so you get more lateral development. But some of the later laterals have really small fruit, and so that brings the average fruit size down. The fruit quality is much better because they're not getting rained on, of course, so you do get very good quality fruit. So we did see increased yield over a three-year period. Primarily that came in the first season. The seasons after that were very similar in their yield because with the standard production, then you can increase the canes per plant to kind of match the same number of canes if you'd like. Somewhat smaller fruit size. The harvest was much more efficient because they did tend to push the fruit out to the aisles. In a standard planting, you get fruit kind of interspersed throughout the canopy, and it's very difficult to harvest. The training is really what's key to make sure the plants are trained very precisely, straight up. But we did see some problems with tunnel production. It wasn't a factor so much for the high density versus the traditional. We just see powdery mildew in tunnels, and black raspberry is very susceptible to powdery mildew. And the problem is, if you have it on the tips of your canes there, you can have problems with the floor cane development. What we see in our high density system is that the two canes that we need are usually the first two canes that emerge, and they're taller and stronger and generally have outgrown the time where they're susceptible to powdery mildew before that time of season where the disease is a problem. And so we didn't see as much problem in the high density as we did in the traditional plantings, because traditional planting had a lot of later canes that are smaller and more tender in that hot, humid period in the summer when we would see powdery mildew. So we did avoid a lot of it in the high density. In a primacane variety, this is going to be a problem if they have susceptibility, because the tips would be covered in flowers and those flowers would be covered in powdery mildew. And we do see this in some of the primacane material. And so some acknowledgments about where this funding came from, Hatch Money through NEFA and the state of New York as well with our Ag and Markets department. With that, if there's time for a question, maybe I can answer it.
We have 1 minute, so time for one really quick question.
So I was curious if you've done any work or plan on doing any work about economics, because that typically is the way to get growers to adopt practices, is through economics. So seeing, I mean, obviously it takes more to train the plants at the beginning, but then you get higher fruit yield. So did you look at the trade-off for that?
So the question is about the economics of the system and whether we've looked at the trade-off for the higher cost of establishment, more plants, more training versus the yield. No, short answer is no, I haven't done that study. We do know that our growers in our area do get a premium for black raspberries, and that does offset somewhat the lower yield. The yield we're seeing is equal to what we would get in the early season red raspberry floricane variety, so we are at least bringing the yield to an area similar to the early season red raspberry. So the economics should certainly be looked at, but it looks like it has potential at least to bring the yield up to where it's a viable option for growers in our region.
That's all the time for questions we
have. Okay, thank you.